These paintings were done at a period in the late 1400s. Later, they were whitewashed over and were nearly invisible before Nathalie Levan took over their restoration in 1996. The technique involved is distemper or tempering painting on whitewash primer. The various hues, ruddle, yellow, brown and black ochre, come from natural pigments, probably local ones. At the top of the mural, on both sides of the arched bay, there are two figures against a light background, speckled with red stars. A man and a woman stand facing the viewer, heads turned toward the east and hands united. They would appear, most likely, to be a couple of benefactors. Underneath, there are 10 individuals, some of whom are practically impossible to distinguish, all walking toward the east. They are clerks and laypersons, more men than women, all dressed differently. In spite of numerous existing hypotheses, the real meaning of the group portrait is unclear. On the left, you can see a traditional representation of a large St. Christopher, the patron saint of travellers crossing a river. He is painted front on and holds a bumblebee in his right hand. On his shoulders, he is carrying the infant Jesus, who is holding a terrestrial globe in one hand while blessing the world with his right.